Over there, and then we can go across the bay. So the bay is over.
From the top of Sentara Norfolk General Hospital, you can see downtown Virginia Beach. This is where helicopters bring in urgent cases. The hospital is a level one trauma center, one of the largest in the state. In this area, more than 70,000 people have signed up for Medicaid since January. And they're coming here, says Norfolk General President Carolyn Carpenter. She says a 1% increase in Medicaid patients would be significant. They've seen a 3.5% increase.
And at the same time, the wonderful thing is we see the category that we call self-pay is going down. And so we know that we usually sit in about the 8% and we're down to about 5%.
That means capacity hasn't been a challenge. What has been is where people are showing up. This year, visits to the emergency room have increased significantly.
Unfortunately, often the behavior is I show up, I get care. So I show up at a clinic, I show up at an emergency department, and I generally show up when I'm pretty desperate in need of that care.
So the hurdle is teaching people. Now that they have insurance, they can get a primary care doctor, come in for regular checkups.
That's a whole behavior modification and teaching and education that needs to happen.
That education component has fallen largely to insurance providers. Six of them, including big names like Anthem and Aetna, divvy up new Medicaid enrollees. They distribute insurance cards, assign primary care doctors, and then connect over the phone.
Those phone calls have been outstanding.
Randy Ricker runs Medicaid for Optima Health Insurance. The company has taken on about 50,000 new customers this year, all over the state, which means Ricker has a good sense of how Medicaid expansion is going.
We've had some folks who we're getting them right in, we're making appointments for them. We've had others who've struggled to get appointments.
Ricker says it's too soon to have numbers, but anecdotally, the struggles have been limited to certain parts of the state.
Obviously, the far Southwest, believe it or not, some parts of the mountain areas as well, central parts of Virginia.
But that's just one health insurance provider. Numbers from the Department of Medical Assistance Services, or DMAS, show that people are accessing care. More than 250,000 Virginians have already used their new insurance card for everything from getting prescriptions to treatment for diabetes and hypertension, even cancer. Cheryl Roberts with DMAS is thrilled.
That's the dream. That's the dream for me, and I've worked very hard for this. I mean, you want people to have access. I can't make you go to the doctor, but we sure can make it say that the card means something.
An independent audit released this week shows access, measured by distance to the closest in-network doctor, is strong for primary care, pediatrics, and OBGYN. But there are shortages in specialties, like kidney doctors and psychiatrists. Roberts says that's not specific to Medicaid, and the hope is that when more people have health insurance, it will ease pressure on those shortages through preventative care.
Something as simple as taking blood pressure medicine so that you don't have the heart attack or the stroke. I'm hoping we have a healthier Virginia.
How's that working out in rural Virginia, where there are fewer doctors and no big hospitals? Tomorrow, we travel over the bridge to Deltaville. In Norfolk, I'm Mallory Nopane.